Nancy DiNuccio, tell us why you think it would not be in the interest of the state and the citizens of Rhode Island to legalize marijuana.
There's so many issues surrounding that. One of the main things that I'm concerned about certainly is how it's going to affect our youth. A lot of my counterparts on the other side of the issue often talk about how there has not been any change in youth marijuana use in some of the states that have already legalized marijuana. And that's really not the case from the data that I look at. We see a huge increase in youth marijuana use. It's the National Drug Use and Health Survey. Most recently has Colorado as number one in 12 to 25-year-old marijuana use. We have seen in Denver alone, eighth grade use go up 350%. That's a huge increase. And I really look at how is that going to affect Rhode Islanders. If we want our children to be globally competitive, we want them to have a little bit of an edge, not the negative to that. And I really think that the way marijuana affects the teenage brain, that we're really putting our children at risk, the future of Rhode Island at risk as a result.
The state health director in Colorado recently told a newspaper in that state that that Colorado's high ranking for youth marijuana use did not reflect an increase in use by Colorado youth, but it was more reflective of a decline in marijuana use by youth in other states. So,
you know what? I would say that Colorado was number three last year to Rhode Island's number one. And now they surpassed Rhode Island. We're number two and they're number one. So, you know, I don't really see that as being a real critical component. I think that I could probably look at some of the data that I have that we have. Let's see. In 2016, 11.6% of Colorado youth between the ages of 12 to 17 were considered marijuana users, compared to 7.15 nationally. That's a big jump. Drug-related suspensions and expulsions have increased 40% between 2009 and 2014 in Colorado. I'm concerned about how that would affect Little Rhode Island.
As we know, voters in Massachusetts will decide this November whether that state should legalize marijuana. Do you think it's just a matter of time before more states, including Rhode Island, legalize marijuana?
Well, I have to say, when asked that question, I really couldn't be doing this if I thought the question was when as opposed to if. My passion comes from the fact that I'm, you know, in this issue trying to prevent that from happening. So I really feel that it's important for people out there, parents, families, to not see it as an inevitable thing that's going to happen. I know that Vermont is looking at this in a similar way that Rhode Island would, and that their legislature would be, passing a law as opposed to a ballot initiative. And they've done some very important work around that. They've produced a report just recently that provided a lot of information for the Vermont decision makers. I really would love to feel that our decision makers here in Rhode Island had similar data, had similar information to use before they would jump into any kind of decision about that.
We hear you saying that one of your top concerns is marijuana use by minors, people under 18. How do you respond to the argument from the other side of this issue that legalizing marijuana and regulating it, taxing it like alcohol, would begin the process of replacing a dangerous underground market and giving adults the opportunity to decide whether or not they want to use a product that, according to the other side, they consider less dangerous to society than alcohol?
I really don't see that as something that's going to happen. I think that the black market in all the states that have legalized marijuana is flourishing, as opposed to something like alcohol that requires a lot of equipment in order to generate alcohol. People aren't making alcohol other than the occasional person making some wine in their basement or beer. I don't really think that alcohol is something that is easily manufactured in the home, where marijuana right now is being grown legally and illegally in Rhode Island now. And I don't think that is going to change just by, you know, turning the faucet off or on regarding the legalization. I think that the black market isn't going to be paying taxes on that. And indications and the research shows us that certainly in Colorado, the black market is flourishing.
What about the argument that right now the war on drugs, as it's called, has not stopped drugs from coming into the United States or being moved within the United States. And right now, that if people in Rhode Island want to get marijuana, as the figures you alluded to earlier suggest, that there's no difficulty getting marijuana, and that if drugs are in use here or marijuana is in use here, it would be better for the state to realize some tax revenue from it.
I heard Jared the other morning talking about the expected back of the napkin estimate.
Jared Moffitt
from Regulate Rhode Island. Talk about around $56 million that they would generate. The thing that I worry about, and you know, there if they open the door tomorrow and taxed and regulated marijuana, there would be we'd see an increase in taxes. There's no doubt about that. But the societal costs, I feel, would certainly outweigh any kind of tax revenue that we would be generating. If you look at alcohol, and they're always comparing marijuana to alcohol, the societal costs in 2010, so that's 6 years ago, for underage drinking, which is illegal for people under 21 to have alcohol, but the societal costs for underage drinking was somewhere in the neighborhood of $210 million on the backs of mom and dads, you know, whether that be for medical expenses or legal expenses, and treatment facilities. We're going to see the same type of increase in the societal cost if marijuana were to be regulated.
One other argument from the other side is that the war on drugs has been a failure in stopping the flow of drugs, and that blacks and Latinos have been disproportionately prosecuted for crimes, including crimes like marijuana possession, and that therefore legalizing marijuana would help to relieve some of the adverse effects of the so-called war on drugs. How do you respond?
I really think that if you look around the country and even just in Rhode Island, the people that are in jail right now, black, white, or Latino, are such a small minority for marijuana possession. I think the Attorney General's office recently said that we probably have less than 5 people, not 5%, but 5 people in the ACI right now that are serving for any kind of marijuana possession. And it's usually on a plea bargain that they get to that. And I think that's basically what you see across the country. We have decriminalized marijuana in this state so that consequently anybody that has possession of less than an ounce gets a $150 ticket and walks into the traffic tribunal and walks out a few minutes later after, you know, writing a check. And I think that that really has alleviated that worry that people have that, they're not going to be able to get, you know, a college scholarship or whatever it might be, that because they have a marijuana charge, they're not going to get a marijuana charge at this point.
And we're almost out of time here, Nancy, but I wonder how you and people on your side of the argument against legalization, how do you plan to keep making the case in, as people on the other side argue in favor of legalization?
Well, you know, one of the things that that we do very well is try to educate the public. And that's really our main goal. And one of the things that has recently come up that I don't want to lose here is the nexus between marijuana and the opioid crisis that we're seeing. And some of the most recent research out there is really making that connection, that a rat study was done with, you have the male and the female rat using marijuana. They stop using marijuana. They mate. They have a baby rat. And that offspring is opioid seeking. They're making that case for the connection between changing the DNA, changing, you know, how your body responds to marijuana and therefore responds to opioids. And I think we're already seeing that real severe opioid epidemic here in Rhode Island and across the country. I'd hate to add to that burden anymore by legalizing a drug that right now we don't need in Rhode Island.
Nancy DiNuccio from the Ocean State Prevention Alliance, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.